This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
The suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I smell a new theme song coming there. Anybody old enough to remember that? What was that from? Sanford and Son. The old Sanford and Son. Of course, that theme song brings to mind, or to be, brings to mind maybe a junk science kind of feel to it. What do you think, Super Don? Is that where your mind was going with that one?
I think so. Because, you know, Sanford and Son, it was father and son running a junkyard, right?
Junkyard, yeah. Yeah. I think it would be appropriate. Junk science theme based on the Sanford and Son theme song. There you go, outdoing yourself again before you even have time to do it. And you know where we're going. All right, folks, I did get enough sleep last night. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. I shouldn't be as ornery. I don't know, that might be disappointing to Super Don. He likes it when I get a little punchy McStuffins. And I shouldn't yell at any naturopaths today. What do you think? Can I get by without doing that for one night?
Only if they deserve it.
Only if they deserve it? All right. So we'll go. It's up Eastern Daylight Time now here. And, of course, you're listening around the world whenever you do, whether it's live or a little bit later. We're still good, and we don't require any preservatives. So let's see. What else we got besides the junk science warning that we've got coming up? Oh, Michelle Ford's going to be on. This is going to be very important because we got that big march. You know about that, to go on to Washington, D.C., about the vaccines and everything. We're going to talk about that, but she's with the Vaccine Injury Awareness League, and I think we had her on once before a while back, and we want to get her on again and talk about that. What's up and coming? Also, I will tell you today how the government is once again basically making illegal charity. In other words, you want to be charitable, you're competing with government. They don't like that. And we're going to explain to you how we don't need government intervention everywhere. In most every place, you don't need it, especially in healthcare. And if you think that you can't survive without it, you're living very low on the survival scale. And that's not me judging you. I'm not saying you're a bad person if you that this way. I'm just saying, factually, you're living very low on the survival scale. And if you doubt that, go back to 2005 and look at what happened after Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. They were living very low on the survival scale. And no, this is not a below sea level joke. I would not joke about that, although that is kind of interesting if you think about it. If you live in a bowl and you're below sea level and you're surrounded by the sea, you think inevitably one day the sea might decide it wants back in. You think that could happen ever? So I would ask you, humans! Don't be so silly. Think about where you want to be. Stuff's going to be changing in your lifetime or in your kid's lifetime. You just want to plan for these things. And you don't want to rely on junk science to get you out of it either. Right? For those of you who are, living the old folks' dream, right? Government pension, Social Security is there for you. Not like it's much. But you might be the last, in fact, you probably are going to be the last generation to enjoy anything like that, although you might not remember it because Alzheimer's and dementia is definitely on the rise. And that's where we start tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A new junk science study, well, they're not going to say it's junk science in the New York Times, but it is, as they're reporting on it. You could say it's a hit piece on vitamin E and selenium again. There they go again. The headline reads, vitamin E and selenium fail to prevent Alzheimer's. Fail to prevent Alzheimer's. Super D, am I having a deja vu here? Because I think we've covered this study maybe many years ago.
Yeah, well, you know how they regurgitate these things from time to time because they feel like they haven't made enough progress on trying to slam things that actually work. So, yeah, I think this might be revisiting or, what would you say? They just resurrected the information and presented it on a different plate, rearranged the chairs on the Titanic, and set sail again.
Meta-analyzed.
Or that, yes.
Yes, right. Meta-analysis. All right. Listen, all right. Regurgitation, you said, right? Regurgitation. Maybe we went to an old folks home and regurgitated some synthetic vitamin E and isolated selenium to get the results here. This is not new news, folks. But to read the headline today, you'd say, oh, my gosh, well, this time it must be for real because I remember hearing about this yesterday or years ago. We've got to stay away from health food stores. We've got to stay away from vitamins and minerals because this proves it. Dementia is us. Dementia are us because we're taking vitamin E and selenium. Now, they didn't go so far as to say vitamin E and selenium caused dementia and Alzheimer's. But, you know, it's just a minor leap from there. So they're referencing, in fact, that old study in 2002, the randomized clinical trial, when they were wanting to see about preventing prostate cancer. And they stopped it in 2009 because they saw no effect. Okay. So those who continued, apparently they rejiggered the study to make it for an Alzheimer prevention study. And so in the JAMA Neurology Journal, they randomly assigned the men whose average age was 67 at the start to take either vitamin E, selenium, or both, or a placebo. So you think, all right, it's a pretty good design. By 2015 of this study, 4.4% of the men had dementia, but no difference between the groups. Neither selenium, vitamin E, nor both in combination were any more effective than a placebo. Now, how much selenium were they giving? According to this study, I see Super Don, I think I referenced it was 200 micrograms. 200 micrograms. And I'm here to tell you that even if it's the best selenium on planet Earth, considering what I know about what these old people have been through by age 67 in this culture and country, 200 micrograms is barely enough for sustenance. If you're looking to prevent disease manifestation, you're going to need to go to 400, 600, or 800 micrograms, 400 bare minimum, to counteract the lifestyles that are completely unknown in this study, which is a little bit junky, don't you think, Super Don? Do you think they would have acknowledged what are the lifestyle of these patients here that manifested dementia? What did they eat? Well, what did they drink? Did they smoke?
I am not a scientist, okay, but just looking at this from what I would consider a reasonably logical standpoint, I'm going to guess that none of these guys, or nobody who gets Alzheimer's is going to get it from one specific individual isolated thing. That there's a combination of things that have to take place for you to get Alzheimer's, which if that were true, then you would think it would take a combination of things in order to prevent or reverse it as well.
Right, and the combination of things that you would want to utilize to prevent or reverse it need to be the right form as well. And, you know, this was the key part of the study from 2002, which was clearly a hit piece on dietary supplements all of those years ago. They did not change the form and suddenly went, hey, we're going to do some whole food form of selenium. We're going to do real vitamin E as it comes from, for instance, nuts or something. No, we're going to do synthetic vitamin E. We're going to do an isolate of selenium, which is not the way it's designed, if you will, to get from food. You might have parts of it in there, but in a food-grown matrix, the selenium is going to be in many different forms simultaneously, and it will be absorbed properly. That's not what was done here. Well, on top of that, as I said, 200 micrograms is not enough to prevent in these cases.
And listen, we've talked about Alzheimer's for a long time. And is there anything in here? I mean, I'm looking at the study. You read the study.
Yeah.
Did they indicate in there anything about lifestyle?
No, that's what I said earlier. I said there's no reference to that at
all. Did we test to see maybe like aluminum levels?
Nope, no
perhaps?
Mercury levels checked at all.
No mercury levels? Did they smoke? Were they vaccinated? I mean, there's so many other things that could be contributing factors to them getting Alzheimer's. And you combine that with the amount of selenium that they were taking, the form of selenium they were taking. This, to me, as you said, and I think I have to agree with you on this is junk science. There's no way you can look at this and really come to an accurate conclusion.
Yeah, well, this was a waste of resources to do this study. I mean, because I could have told you this. You're gonna do a study analyzing or meta-analyzing 200 micrograms of the wrong form of selenium and how many units of the wrong form of vitamin E with no other lifestyle considerations, no recognition of heavy metals like mercury and aluminum, for instance. It's a waste of time and money, and yet the headlines in the New York Times will tell you, stay away from vitamin E and selenium. And then we have the secondary story here as we open up the Robert Scott Bell Show today at the other fake news network, CNN. What is dementia? Alzheimer's, the disease that could bankrupt Medicare. That's why I was talking about our friends, our elders. If you think that you're going to get out and it's going to be covered, you might be the last group that can, because the sheer expenditure on the numbers that are going to be following in your footsteps if you're already there, because they're taking statin drugs to reduce cholesterol. They've been made fat phobic much of their life. They don't take adequate selenium in the right form, or chromium, or silicon, which is critical for brain and neurological integrity. And they're complaining it's going to bankrupt us. You know what? What's bankrupting us is that we're throwing billions of dollars at the NIH, and they're crying because Donald Trump wants to cut a few billion off of that. When there is nothing that I can see that is actually focal pointing on true cause and therefore true cure, which would be reversing it via undoing the thing that caused it. It's all about drug therapy, gene therapy, maybe a little bit of lobotomy therapy, for all I know, because that's what they've already done to themselves at CNN and New York Times, and anybody who wants to see more billions thrown at the research waste fraud that happens at the NIH. Oh, I know it's not all of it, but it's enough that it's not going where we would go.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
From Alzheimer's and dementia bankrupting Medicare and Medicaid at the end of life, we have autism at the early ages, the early stages. And that will be equally bankrupting from, you know, the both, you talk about burning the candle at both ends. You know, talk about burning out your adrenals. You're burning out your life force. And we, as a people, are burning out the life force of we the people. Because we put so much emphasis on government and government experts and you know, government everything. That we look to the government and these institutions, these revered institutions like the NIH for reality. Confirmation of reality. Vitamin E and selenium don't reverse dementia. What kind of vitamin E? What kind of selenium? Pay no attention to the synthetic coal tar behind the curtain. The wrong form and the wrong quantity. Pay no attention to the mercury, cadmium, lead, arsenic, aluminum. Coming in through many, many means into children and on up through the years into our elders and watch that dementia expand. Of course it's going to expand. And we have complaints because Donald Trump, and look, I've said it from the beginning, there are no political saviors. He's not a political savior. But he's done some good things, I will say that. And he wants to reduce, I think, a bloated budget at NIH by a number of billions of dollars, and people are freaking out. They'll never cure cancer now. They ain't never going to cure cancer because they ain't never going to because they don't want to.
You would not believe. And listen, it's not just the NIH, but, the NIH is a good example. But, they are doing the usual political spin that you always see. Listen, we saw very similar things 8 years ago, and I got to be fair and objective on this, that, you know, when Obamacare was being put out there, it was a lot of the same thing where it was like the old people are going to die, the young people are going to die, we're going to run out of doctors, You know, we're not going to be able to, you know, cure disease. We're going to be overrun by epidemics and, you know, just the end of the world scenario. And this is what you're seeing with this, that somehow after how many billions of dollars every year does the NIH gets, right?
Yes.
And it's been year after year after year, and they always need more money because they're,
as
right,
I said,
I mean, they are just on the edge, right?
We're
almost
living
there.
Superdon so low on the survival scale. That anybody would argue that if they were cut by a few billion, considering they have multiple billions already, that suddenly life will end as we know it. It's hard to give any credence or credibility to anybody arguing that. If at this point you can't see reality, not that they paint for you, but the fact is you're doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That this time, only this time it's going to be real. We'll cure cancer, we'll cure Alzheimer's, we'll cure dementia, we'll cure autism. The same entities that are responsible in large part for creating these situations and calling it science, you're looking to them to reverse course and actually acknowledge that they caused it. And so that they'll be the arbiters of what can reverse it and cure it. That's what I'm saying here. It's just silly. And it's worse than silly because it's tragic because many millions of people do die believing these lies. That the government is out for their better good, or that these large multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state care enough about them that they'll actually reveal the cure, the one cure. There's not one cure. There's thousands, if not millions. It's just we've been duped. We've been duped. And I think about how low we are on the survival scale. That's maybe a theme today, Super Don, that thought form. I'm just thinking, how many people would survive? I just saw a meme, like on one of those peak oil memes, like a picture of a husband and wife looking out at spring sprung, and it's like, we survived the winter with as much oil we could use to burn and stay warm, right? Can you imagine surviving the winter or the summer without the electricity generated by coal and oil fire plants or even nuclear plants? And think of how wimpy and wonky we have become. How wimpy we have become. Because people are, listen, we are so much stronger than we allow ourselves to be because of the way we live today. We don't have to grow our own food. We don't have to toil in the fields. We have oil to do that for us. It delivers the food on trucks to our local stores, and we ride out in combustible chariots of fire to go get that stuff and bring it home. How wimpy have we become? I just think about that for my kids' sake. You know, wanting to teach them a little bit differently, because true resilience is not waiting 5 days on the rooftops for the government to save you when the food is not delivered. The electricity is stopped. The water is not running the way it was before. Just think about that. I know you don't want to. You'd rather be playing on an iPad. But heck, this is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We tackle some tough issues, and sometimes we're humorous about them. Maybe I didn't get enough sleep after all, Super Don. See if we can get Michelle Ford on.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we'll get Michelle Ford on next hour. All right, that's what I promise. It's like I'm on a roll here. We'll get her on. She's actually doing a national meeting on the Revolution for Truth March, March 30th. So we want to keep that rolling as we do here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, our home and broadcast syndication, radio stations around the country. Heard later on GCN, of course, in archived form and around the world on many different networks, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Red Nation Rising, Red State Radio, and UK Health Radio, and, of course, on SoundCloud over at robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends that's the place for health, freedom, and healing, liberty on the web, as well as here on radio. So questions coming in, Super Donna. This is great. You know, sometimes you're like, where are all the questions? And right before showtime, boom, boom. Oh, my gosh, we got questions. And we get to do them on the same day. I like it when that happens. As much as it's fun to be backlogged, it's not fun for the people that are waiting. So I think we should just go right into our questions of the day right now.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me.
I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, first question comes from Gordon. Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. I don't think that, you know, when we talk about names, I've never met a woman named Gordon, have you? I'm pretty sure Gordon's
no.
a male. Right?
No, I think we're safe. We're safe.
But we're not because, of course, it's somehow sexist or transphobic to actually acknowledge a name belongs to men mostly. Gordon. Right? If there's a lady out there by the name of Gordon, okay, I'm going to leave it at that. Question of the day. Found out I had PTSD a year ago. Oh, okay. Gordon has PTSD. He's on 30 milligrams of Celexa. He's asking, can I take CBD? Can I take cannabidiol? I'm 56, full-blood American Indian, 5'9", weigh between 200 to 210. My other ills include Kahn syndrome and stage 2 kidney failure. Kahn syndrome, I believe it's where it's relative to the adrenals producing too much aldosterone, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, kidneys, and of course the adrenals sit right on the kidney. So what does that tell me? It tells me there's a lot of liver congestion going on in this man, Gordon. And that can impact any system and every system, including, the ability to recover from the trauma that brings about PTSD. So I will get to your question about CBD, but I will say that there may be other burdens inevitably that are, let's say, having a less than an ideal optimal ability for your body to adapt, adaptogenic ability to deal with stress. Again, your adrenals are telling me with Kahn syndrome, yes, the stress is, I'd say the stress is killing you, but your lack of ability to adapt to it is what is devastating. With this diagnosis and stage 2 kidney failure, again, means the liver is really in trouble. Now, they'll not diagnose the liver for you unless you have a fatty liver disease or elevated enzymes associated with Native Americans are going to say, are you drinking too much alcohol? I'm not going to stereotype that, but there is a lot of alcoholism in the Native American population. We do know that. But whatever would have caused the liver congestion would mean that your liver is not doing its job to 100% capacity. Therefore, what it can't do, it will ask the kidneys to do. Passively downstream from the liver, the kidneys then suffer over time and could lead to kidney dysfunction. As you said, stage 2 renal failure along with Kahn syndrome. So, my primary goal for you, Gordon, is to clean up what goes into your body. If you haven't already gone organic or grown your own garden, whatever you can do to control for a quality of food and clean water getting into your system. And then we would increase the whole food selenium. 200 micrograms, not enough. 4, 6, or even 800 micrograms, more appropriate here. Go on a homeopathic liver detox support remedy. Maybe even just a whole body detox to start, right? We got from King Bio, our good buddy Dr. Frank King. You can call up King Bio during the week Eastern Time. 800-543-3245, and that'll get you going, because it's a terrain issue. Now, whatever the PTSD was, let's say, what's the emotional straw that broke the camel's back? I don't know what that is. You didn't give me enough information. But I will say, being on Celexa, you don't come off of that. Your favorite lately, the term willy-nilly. Super Don, you like that term, willy-nilly? I do that for
that's like the word of the week, isn't it?
Our British friends. Your puppy likes it. Willy-nilly, rough. Well, in other words, you've got to be careful. Anytime you adjust a drug like that, going up or down, it can create very untoward effects, including increasing indicators, if you will, for suicidal ideation tendency, etc. So be careful. Work with your doctor or pharmacist on reducing that over time. But I am not aware of any contraindication with the use of cannabidiol and something like Celexa. The only concern I have, of course, is would you need it? And if you would, at least temporarily, at what level? That's why you need somebody to hold your hand here, because the biggest concern is not the CBD, which is safe. It's the altering of the dose of Celexa with a goal of, I'm guessing, Gordon, you wouldn't like to be on that anymore if you're asking about CBD. So I have not encountered anything that says they're contraindicated, but my concern, of course, is, you know, with the kidney problems you have, the liver issues, the metabolizing of all normal metabolic waste, much less environmental toxins. We talked yesterday with Dr. Batar about the heavy metal aspect of brain and neurological function, and that can play a role in anxiety, right? Hypersensitivity to nerves as well as depression. So increasing the essential fatty acids, increasing the cannabinoids, for instance, CBD. And I don't know if on the if you're living on a reservation, Gordon, as a full-blooded Native American, could you have access to cannabis where you are? So I'm not sure where you are. As a whole plant medicine, that may be helpful to you as well. So, dandelion, also excellent for the kidneys. Adaptogenic herbs, look into them. These are the ones that are not hyperstimulating of your adrenals. And homeopathy, a good way to go as well. So, Gordon, I'd hope to hear from you more with a little bit more background, if you don't mind. Give us another, I don't say jingle, you wrote us in at robertscabell.com, but we'd love to hear from you again, I would. Next question of the day is coming from Sydney. Sydney. Now, this could be a male or a female. And darn it, we're just so old that it matters to us, right?
You notice like, this has like become a thing now on the show. It's like we have to analyze all the names. The way this is spelled, it's S-I-D-N-E-E.
Yeah.
I am thinking that leans a little more towards the feminine side.
Okay, all right. Listen, we're not afraid to be accused of being sexist, even though I don't believe we are. But we're not afraid of people can sling mud if they want. But I find it rather interesting because we've grown almost half a century for you, Super D, the grandpa, and me a little over. And we didn't have to worry about these things. I mean, there's a hypersensitivity about your gender, and even if you don't want it assigned, I'm just thinking, I'm a sensitive kind of guy. I like to be compassionate. But the idea is it goes to absurd places and absurd levels, especially when government gets involved to legislate how you should perceive gender. And they don't even know how to define it anymore. Heck, I hardly do based on what's been going on. And it's not to say that there aren't people that have problems with gender identity. I'm not denying that. But my goodness, to have the whole culture in a state of shock for fear of saying one thing wrong about a man or a woman. And, you know, as I said, low on the survival scale, another theme today. When we've got it so good, we've got it so easy that we can complain about things like this. Man, are we not surviving any, you know, even temporary zombie apocalypse. So Sydney says, I just recently stopped drinking coffee, and now I have pounding headaches every morning. By the way, on all, you know, those survival kits that everybody sells, there's lots of different ones, and I like the Health Rangers because they're all organic, but do they all include organic coffee or a coffee of any kind? Because you think a lot of people are not going to be able to survive without coffee. First, no, they'll give up food before they give up coffee.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, I mean, if nothing else, it'd be a great barter item.
Sure. No, you're right. Yeah. The survival, let's say, a bucket from Super Don will include 100% coffee grounds. That's it.
100%. That's right.
And you can eat them. You can eat them. Right. Exactly. Yeah. You'll be a little quick on the draw, but you can eat them. So Sydney says, I just recently stopped drinking coffee and now I have a pounding headache every morning that lasts until about 2 or 3. Wow. It doesn't affect me at work, but it's just an annoyance to have. Dude, I don't know how it doesn't affect you at work. I mean, a headache like that would slow me down big time. I used to have them, I know. You know any ways to get rid of headaches naturally? I'm sick of popping pills. Yes, take that coffee you're drinking and put it up your bum. And I'm not being mean when I say that, because the fastest way to eliminate a migraine headache, much less a cluster headache of some kind, is to get that liver really active. And that goes for you too, Gordon. Coffee enemas are your friend, despite what Super Don thinks, even though he won't put pineapple on his pizza. We still love him, but he's wrong. Okay? Coffee this way can help you, but selenium is also very important. But when we have the vasoconstricting or vasodilating impact of the caffeine, depending on where you are in your phases, and you come off of that, there are going to be headaches, as well as the metabolites, the purines that may have built up over time because you drank coffee for so long and your body suddenly goes, whoa, I got to deal with this stuff. Again, it comes back to liver. So how about a dose of Bryonia alba? B as in boy, Bryonia. That's your liver polycrest. And that's your starting point, or a homeopathic detox formula will help. Also, massively hydrating. If you didn't take advantage of the Echo Water, do so. Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook, learn about molecular hydrogen, because it'll enhance the impact of all of the minerals that I talk about here, including the selenium, that is going to be so good for you as well. And Sydney also wants to know, Super Don, about any other drinks that could take the place of coffee that are better for you. Is there any option that you would see as a reasonable option, Super D, or am I asking the wrong guy?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, look, she's suffering from caffeine withdrawal, okay? I've experienced this a time or two. I do drink coffee pretty much every day, but there have been times when I've not drank it. And, yeah, usually, you know, they may last a few days, but it's not something that lasts forever. Caffeine is a stimulant. You know, it affects the central nervous system, and you do develop a mild dependence to it.
Right.
So it's very common to have these type of headaches. They won't last forever. Best thing you do, get hydrated. Really, drink a lot of water.
Here's my suggestion of an option to drink, because I can't tolerate coffee. It makes me jittery. I can use it medicinally, but I utilize yerba mate. This is a plant from South America. You get an organic variety. You steep it first in cold water, then you add the hot water after. And I drink it every morning. It's got the stereoisomer of caffeine called matine. It doesn't deplete you like the caffeine in coffee does. And that could help you at least in transition. I drink it every day. I do. All right, back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, one more thing for Gordon. I was just thinking that, again, full-blooded American Indian, he says. Do you have an ability, like you have a Native American medicine man or medicine woman? Do you have access to that anywhere? I mean, I'd be curious to hear what they would say about a situation like PTSD and being on Celexa. I'm just curious. Maybe you don't have access to that, but I definitely am interested. And Gordon, by the way, what is your last name? You don't have to say it on the air, but I remember the singer Gordon Lightfoot, and it just occurred to me that sounds like a Native American or American Indian name, Lightfoot. And I don't know if the singer Gordon Lightfoot had any American Indian blood at all. I don't know. You have to maybe Google Gordon Lightfoot and find out if he had Native American.
Worthless trivia on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right.
Right. By the way, speaking of coffee up the bum, we got an incredible story. Hey, we're going to get sophomoric here because we never do. We're always above brow on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But this time we have to go elsewhere because there's a story about something else up the bum. I'm not recommending it, but somebody in St. Lucie County in Florida did it. But that leads to today's cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb. I'd like to tell you just what I'm up.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back, we're tired.
Yes, we go to St. Lucie County in Florida and find a man who is being tracked by the cops in his car, racing down the highway, throwing something that looked suspiciously like plant matter, out the window. And then wrestling with something as he pulled his seatbelt off, trying to remove something. We don't know what was going on. The cops pull him over and find out, well, the trooper now had to look at his pooper and found there was something coming out that wasn't poop. I'm sorry. Nice. Told you we were going to get sophomoric.
Wow.
This guy, Gennaro Garcia, thought he could hide the cannabis, the weed, up his bum, and it was hanging out. Now, I just don't know how far he got it in there, if it was just hanging out his drawers.
Well,
it's not real clear what they're saying here.
Yeah, I think this guy, what was his name?
His name is Gennaro Garcia.
Gennaro Garcia.
Not a good dealer.
Mr. Garcia, yeah, I think he may have been using a little too much of the cannabis prior to getting pulled over, because first off, he's speeding down the road. And he's throwing the weed out the window. Now, you know, I've never understood why people do this, because it's not like the cop that's following behind you is not going to notice you're throwing stuff out the window. Now, they might think, oh, well, it'll get lost or it'll never find it. Maybe with weed it would be harder to find because it's green. It might look like plants, right?
Toss it out in the grass, maybe.
But the problem is, as he was throwing the weed out the window, it went behind his car and got lodged into the grill of the police car.
Right.
So there's mistake number one. Yes. Number two, this came straight out of like a Cheech and Chong movie, because he's literally trying to eat all of the weed that he's got. Oh, and apparently he had quite a bit, you know. And,
stuffing
you know, so he's got
weed.
His cheeks full like chipmunks, you know. So mistake number two, there's no way you're going to eat a pound of weed before the cop gets to the front window. Mm-hmm. And then the last mistake he makes is that apparently he tries, I don't know how to say, stuffing it into his
backside
crevice, okay. Yeah. And, I mean, apparently, I guess he didn't complete the job.
Just a pinch between the cheeks.
Yeah. And so, you know, look, here's the thing. When a cop pulls you over, he can frisk you.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like they can strip search you on the side of the road. But apparently Mr. Garcia didn't quite have enough time. So apparently it was actually literally sticking out
to
where the cops could see it. So he got in trouble. Yeah, I mean, he ended up getting arrested, what were the other things that he got arrested for? He was charged with fleeing and eluding, destroying and tampering with evidence, which would be the eating and the putting it in your rear, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Yeah, but what was the drug paraphernalia? Did they say his butt was a bong?
I don't even want to try and visualize that.
I don't want to know. No, but the thing is, he threw that one out and it got caught in the grill of the police car. I wonder if it started smoking and then everybody's getting a little goofy.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? Here, you know, the answer to this is just don't break the law. If you get pulled over. You took the chance.
Don't waste weed by putting it up your bum. That's what you do with coffee, all right? Have you learned anything from the Robert Scott Bell Show? By the way, you can get the CBD, and you can take it orally, thank you very much, from CB Sciences, plus CBDOil.com. 15% off if you put in the code RSB15. All right, next hour, Revolution for Truth, March 30th. We got Michelle Ford scheduled and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's Big Agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.